Lord, it is lovely to be back in church with you. Rob and I have certainly communed with you in a variety of churches in both England and Norway. Lord, thank you again for sharing with us a beautiful day. And please join me in our prayers for others as we take time to centre ourselves and think of others. We pray for a world that sees all people as vulnerable, that sees the human condition as basically good and kind. We pray that those in power seek to serve all in their communities, to continue to support those in need, the unemployed, the underemployed, the elderly, those with disabilities, those who are alone, the forgotten refugees in our country. Lord, we give thanks for the colours of spring. The red of the flame tree, the purple of the jacaranda, the pink and yellow of the trumpet, the pinks and reds of the bougainvillea and the orange of the bohinia, the blue sky and, unfortunately, the brown grass. Visually, our suburb pops. During lockdown, my cousin Kathy wrote this to me. Today it is important to remember them all, and to reflect on how each of us might help build connections, understanding and solutions. I give thanks for all of you I am privileged to know, who strive every day with purpose and hope to forge a better and more peaceful world. Lord, help us to continue to be people like this, just as you were, the healers, the wise ones, the listeners, the volunteers, the creatives. Lord, we pray that we continue to be people like this. Last Thursday, we also held music clubs at Kenmore. We again had the opportunity to listen to Irina, accompanied by Matthew. What a wonderful concert. As we focus on our Cool and Classic concert today, we pray for those who choose their musical skills to enrich the lives of others. Lord, we also give thanks for those individuals who have been recognised for their contribution to the betterment of society through Nobel Prizes for science, humanism and peace efforts. Lord, this week we saw the return of 20 Israeli hostages who were still alive and nearly 2,000 Palestinians who were returned to Gaza. We also heard of many victims of war whose bodies have been returned to their homeland. Lord, we pray that the very tentative ceasefire we have holds. Lord, I've also read an article headed Five Ways to Show Your Community You Care. Lord, as a member of your wonderful family, this is us and we thank you. We pray for our volunteers, especially those in Refreshed. Tick. We pray for those who organise fundraisers. Women's Shelter, TIC, Frontier Services, MICA, Hummingbird House. We pray for those who check in on neighbours through the prayer network, TIC, do members of our church family. TIC. Bless the community we serve. As do those in Altar's Cathedral of the Northern Lights, a truly community-based church. Lord, we pray for those members of our congregation who are unable to attend services. May they take solace in the service that is uploaded to our church website. Speaking of the website, Father, thanks to Reverend David, Courtney and Dawn for the work they have done to upgrade our church website. We pray for our minister, Reverend David, and for his family as he continues to minister our flock. Lord, we give thanks and pray for those in our community who continue to ensure we are connected. We pray especially for the Reflections team and the prayer network. We pray for those in our community who are unwell, who are disconnected from family. Finally, Lord, before we join together in your prayer, we ask that the Holy Spirit inspire us to be people of peace, people of faith, people of love, and people of hope as we continue on life's journey with you. As we pray, I ask each member of the congregation to reflect on the words of our Lord's Prayer, a prayer of adoration, of confession, of thanksgiving, a prayer for others and a prayer for ourselves. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.